Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on, sing.
Oh,
Mary Smith-Apoy, and this is the day. This
is the day that the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because he is a mind fixer. He is a heart regulator. He is an establisher of faith and of power. He is the true and the living God. He does not have some power, but he has all power in his hand. And yes, he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask and above all that we can think. Yes, you have time to call a neighbor, call a friend. Let them know that the Breakthrough Broadcast is on the air. Somebody out there today needs a breakthrough. Somebody needs to know that God can do it. Somebody needs to know that God is watching over them. They got to know that God will never leave them nor forsake them, no matter what they are going through. So if you are that person or you know somebody today that need a breakthrough in their life, let them know to call in, to turn on that 2 Block Talk Radio and hear the woman of God as I speak for the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God that is able to save our souls. Well, we're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. I would like to pray before we go into the word of God, into the study of God's word. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. Thank you, God, for the great and for the mighty things that you have done. We thank you, dear God, for the great and the mighty things that you're going to do according to your word. For your word is a lamp unto our feet, and your word is a light unto our pathway. And our words have we hid in our heart that we will not sin against thee. Lord God, as we pray today, touch out in the radio land. Father, touch that male, touch that female, touch that boy and that girl. Let them know, God, that you are the answer for today, tomorrow, the next day, and forever. Let them know, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're able to move in the supernatural, and God, that you are a supernatural and a miraculous God, a God that is not a for all, but a God is that is at hand. So, Lord, we just want you, God, to have your way. Lord, God, move in the midst, no matter where, Father God, the people are listening, whether they're in Chicago, God, in Tampa, God, in Texas, wherever they may be located, in Alaska, Father God, touch them today, revive, restore, and, Father, make them free. For your word says, whom the Son has made free is free indeed. And for this we will glorify and magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, we're going to be coming today from the word of God, not from your favorite newspaper, not your favorite magazine, but we're coming from the word of God, the word of God that is able to make you whole, that God that is able to walk in you, to talk in you, that God is able to open the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings that there be not room enough to receive, that God who will rebuke the devourer for your sake. So here we are again. We find ourselves in the study and in the preaching of God's word. For the word of God says to study, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman of God need not be ashamed to rightly divide the word of truth. For the word of God says that we shall know the truth, and the truth will make us free. He says, whom the Son has made free is free indeed. Somebody needs to know truth today. Somebody needs to be made free. So here we find ourselves today because we are going to proclaim the word of God. We're going to give direction according to the word of God. We want to encourage you. We want to lift you up before God that you can be able to soar in the spirit and that your faith may go to that next level. And it does not matter what the enemy has tried to whisper in your ear. It doesn't matter what the enemy, how he tried to antagonize you and how he tried to make you feel like you less than or you're not going to make it. But we serve a God that is a God that is able to answer prayer. We serve a God that's able to bridge the gap between heaven and earth with our prayer. We have to pray. The Bible tells us to pray and not to faint. So in today's study, we're going to talk about a woman of God. A woman of God that was, in a sense, that was being tormented by the enemy. We see today, and maybe you, even in your life, that you may have been antagonized, or you may have been made to feel that you are less than and that you are incapable of whatever you want to do. But we're going to talk about a woman, Hannah. Hannah was a woman of prayer. She was a woman that God was using to pray and to intercede in behalf of her being and to strengthen her. And it does not always mean, because when we pray, we're going to see God move right then. Yes, he is a right now God. Yes, he will move right now. But there are times in our lives, there are times in others' lives that Jesus will let you, and he will let you continually to pray and to petition him. So when we look at the word of God in 1 Samuel, that first chapter, we're going to see how God honored honest and persistent prayer. In other words, we can't give up on our praying. In other words, we're going to have to stand in faith and we're going to have to believe God. No matter what the situation is in our lives, we're going to have to stand on that solid foundation. We're going to have to know that God, that he is God, and that he is faithful, and that he is righteous, and that he is God all by himself. So when we look at the word of God here in this first chapter of Samuel, we see Epaniah. Epaniah was a priest. He was one that had two wives. And in that culture and in that time, he were able to have the two wives. But that is not so. It is very illegal in the day's time that a man have more than one wife. But we're speaking in that culture at that time when the man of God, the word of God, said that he had two wives. And one of the wives' name was Hannah. And the other wife's name was Peninnah. And Peninnah is the one that had children, but Hannah had no children. Could you understand? Could you see how this woman may have been tormented? This woman may have gone through a hurt in a life and anxiety as well, because here her husband, both of them are wives, but yet one of them was barren and the other was able to have children. And the dreadful thing about the whole thing was that Peninnah agonized this woman. She tried to torture her. She tried to make her feel less than. Have you ever had anybody in your life that will try to torture you mentally and will try to make you feel like you not living up to the potential, or you can't have what they have? When Peninnah, she wasn't just satisfied with being the wife of Athaliah, but she wanted to torment her to the first degree. She wanted to come against her with all that she had. And the tool that she used was the children that she had. And the word of God tells us here, when we look in that third verse, and it reads, and this man, it tells us that he went up out of the city yearly to worship and to sacrifice to the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And it tells us that that there were two sons, and the two sons of Eli, you remember Eli and Hophni and Phinehas, the priests, of how the Lord, how they were there. And when the time was the Ephaniah offering, he gave to Peninnah, his wife, and to all her sons, she had more than one child, he gave to her and her daughters portions. But to Hannah, he gave a worthy portion, for he loved it, Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb. Would you not hear? Did you not hear what I said? I said that the Lord had shut up Hannah's womb. Sometimes we don't understand why God does what he does. We don't understand why he does what he does. But yet we have to have the faith and the confidence in God, knowing that whatever reason why he is not moving on our behalf or seems like he's not moving on our behalf is because he has a plan, and he has a plan for our lives. Yes, this woman was praying. Yes, she was interceding. Yes, she was lifting her eyes before the heel would come in her help, knowing that her help coming from God, because if she did not, I do not think that she will continue to pray as she prayed year after year. While Peninnah keep producing and having these children, and you can almost see how the children were in their father's lap, or playing in the same room, of he being able to just look at the children, give them gifts, and to be able to know that those were his children. But Hannah was not able to bear any children. And not only that, because she couldn't bear any children, Peninnah made her feel less than. And the word of God tells us in that sixth verse, and her adversary also provoked at her. Who was her adversary? Sometimes the adversary is that person that living in the same house with you. Sometimes that adversary is that same person that going to church with you. Sometimes that adversary is that same person that's working on that same job that you are working on. Her adversary, the adversary is that enemy. The enemy was provoking her. The enemy was causing her to weep and to cry. So she fretted because the Lord had shut up her womb. And in that seventh verse, and as he did so year by year, when he went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. In other words, Peninnah provoked Hannah. Therefore, when she was being provoked, she wept. She didn't eat because she was almost like in depressed. She was going through anxiety. She was being oppressed by the enemy. And then in that eighth verse, it tells us how Ethaniah, her husband, he didn't want her to weep. He wanted to know, why are you weeping? Don't weep, Hannah. And he said to her, Hannah, why weep you? And why eat you not? And why is your heart grieved? Am not I better to you than 10 sons? If you had 10 sons, Hannah, aren't I better to you than having 10 sons? So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh and after they had drunken. Now Eli, the priest, sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord, and she was in bitterness of soul. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been in bitterness of soul? Why can't I have a child? Lord, I'm praying. I'm seeking your faith. I've been asking you year after year, day after day. I've been interceding. I've been praying. I've been crying unto you. And yet, I don't have a child. So I don't have a child to hold in my arm. I don't have a child that I can rock in the chair. Somebody out there needs to hear me today. Because this message is a day of encouragement to know that God is a God that will and can move on your behalf. Yet you have to see what God was doing inside of him. Sometimes God is working on us to complete us, to make us mature, to be able to stand the gift that he's going to give us, to understand what he is doing in our lives. Sometimes we want, God, give it to me. God, give it to me. All I want you to do is give me whatever I want. But yet we don't really sometimes know how to handle the things that God gives us. Some things that God gives us, they are so precious. You know, they may not be so precious to you. Sometimes it's just like Santa Claus. Sometimes, you know how people talk about Santa Claus, how you buy the kids these toys, they play with them for a week or 2 weeks, and then they're in the closet or they've given them to somebody. Well, they didn't really appreciate what the parent, the time that they stood on that job, or the money they took out of the bank, or the time it took them, how many hours it had taken them in order to buy whatever gift that they brought them. So God was preparing her heart so that she could know what he was doing in her life. Sometimes we need more maturity. Sometimes we think that we're mature, and yet we are not. Sometimes we think that we have enough faith, but we do not. So therefore, God wants us to mature in him, to have faith in him, to have confidence in him, to be able to trust him no matter what. I believe the word of God said, never. David said this. He said, I have been young, but now I am old. But never have I seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. So when we got to know from that if you're righteous, and this woman of God was righteous. She was a righteous woman, but God was doing something on the inside. She was saved, but God was doing something on the inside. We have people out there today that are listening to me, the voice of the Lord, the woman of the Lord, and God knows that you are saved. You've given your life to God, but you're immature. You're not mature. You don't have a faith that God wants you to have. You don't have a maturity that God wants you to have. And when you are living this life as God has given her a life of intercession, that she was interceding and she was asking God, she was petitioning a God for herself, for this baby. And she not only was doing this, but she, this woman, she already had in her heart what she wanted. She wanted a baby. And she wanted a male son. And she already knew what she wanted, but she wasn't there as of yet. Sometimes we think we're there. Sometimes we think that, God, I'm ready for you to do what I want you to do. But yet God knows that we are not ready. So therefore, she was in bitterness of soul. And sometimes when we're in the bitterness of soul, sometimes it's a lack of trust, a lack of confidence, a lack of faith in God to stand on God's word, to know you may not see it. All of us want to see what we ask for, and we want to see it when we want to see it. But we have to learn that it is in God's time, not in our time. And when we ask him, we have to believe that it will happen and God will give us the desires of our heart. So when we began to look at the word of God, it tells us that she was in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord and wept sore. And she, listen, now we can see this woman. She began to get to the state of mind that God wanted her to be able to walk in, to think in mentally, physically, and spiritually. She began to want to give up it all to God. She was getting ready to surrender. There was a song say, I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender all to him. I freely give. So we can look at this woman in that 11th verse of the first chapter of 1 Samuel. And it says, as it reads, and she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the afflictions of your handmaid and remember me and not forget your handmaid, will give to your handmaid. Listen, look what she's saying. A man child, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life. And there shall no razor come upon his head. She had to get to that state. Now we understand. Now we understand why God shut up a womb. Now we understand why she had to go through what she had gone through. Because she had to get to the point that she made this vow. You know, when you make a vow to the Lord, you don't just be playing with God. It's better to make a vow and not to keep that vow. So she made a vow unto the Lord. If he give her this, not this girl, girls are great, they are beautiful, but she didn't want her first child to be a girl. She wanted a male. She wanted a male child. And if God gave her that male child, she was going to give that male child back to God so God can use him all the days of his life. What mother would give a child that they have been wanting for year after year after year after year? What mother would say, I'm going to give my child, after that child has been weaned, after he is old enough to go to the house of the Lord, what mother would say, I'm going to give him to God to work in the temple, to work with the man of God. To I give up not being able to see him day after day, but I would give him back to God. See, God had to condition her heart so that she'll be able to give up that child. Why? Because she wasn't just, she was having a child, and all children are precious. But this child was going to be a prophet of the Lord. This baby was going to be one that God was going to use for his glory and for his honor. So he allowed her to go through some things. God, sometimes he allows us to go through some things and some challenges in our life. We don't need to give up, but we need to trust in the Lord. We don't need to give up and think that God is not in control and that God is not going to give us what we want, but we need to know that he is God and that he is God all by himself. So when we see God, we see him moving on behalf of Hannah. She is now willing to give this child back unto God. She is now willing to sacrifice and to let God have this child for the upbuilding of his kingdom, for the tearing down of the strongholds of the enemy. She was willing to do this thing for God. And when she had gone, and after she had gone with her husband, it tells us how she had gone to eat, she was in the temple, how Eli, she was praying, and the priest thought that she was drunk. Sometimes people don't know. Sometimes the things that you have encountered, things that you're going through. And therefore, we see how the Lord God will allow things to happen in our life. But we have to be strong enough to be able to withstand some of those things in our life. And the word of God tells us, as it reads, the priest told her, he said to Hannah, and Eli said to her, how long will you be drunken? Put away the wine from you. And Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of sorrow spirit. I have drunken neither wine nor strong drink, but I pour out my soul before the Lord. He said, count not your handmaid for the daughter of Beelzebub, for out of the abundance of my complaint, angry have I spoken unto. And then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant you your petition that you have asked of him. And she said, let your handmaid find grace in your sight. So the woman went her way. She did eat. Now she began to eat. Now she began, the appetite began to come back because she's believing God, that God had heard her prayer and that she was going to have this child. And the word of God let us know that when she and Ananias came back together, when they came together as husband and wife, that they could see God remember her. God remember her. And it's not that God forget what he said. He don't forget his promises. He didn't forget what he said. But it tells us that God remember Hannah. Hannah could see. She had that boy child as she wanted to have, and she kept her vow unto God. She kept the vow, and once she had weaned this child, she took him to Eli so that he could work with them in the house of the Lord. We must be faithful to God. Our dependency is not on man, but our dependency is on God Almighty. But I will say it again, that he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. No matter what we think, no matter how we think things should be, we have to wait on the Lord, be of good courage, let him strengthen our heart, walk this thing out in faith, even when we can't even comprehend, even when we don't understand. But yes, she did it year after year, day after day. But yet, there came a day that the Lord moved on her behalf. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. We're getting ready to pray before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We're getting ready to make a petition before God, a request. We're getting ready to give him the glory. And we do give him glory and honor for the things that he has done in our lives and the things that he moved in the life of Hannah. And the same God that moved in the life of Hannah, he's that same God that will move on behalf of his people. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We glorify your name. We lift your name up high. We give you all of the praise and all of the glory and all of the honor. Your word says, Lord God, to ask and it shall be given. Lord, you said to seek and you shall find. You said to knock and the door shall be open. Lord, you said that we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed. Say to the mountain, be thou moved. God, you said that it shall be moved. Now, Lord, we speak to every mountain. God, every area of the people's lives, Lord God, that they are going through and they are weeping their wealth because of the fact that they're asking their petition, and yet, God, they don't see. But because of the word of God today, Lord, I thank you for elevating their faith to let them know, God, in the name of Jesus, that you are God and that you're God all by yourself. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for helping the people to relate and to know the will of you. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus, God, touch that woman, Father, that are barren. Father God, that is barren. Father God, never had any children. Barren and want that desire to have children. And Father God, we pray even now, God, because you, and God, you said that we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed. Say to the mountain, be thou moved. God, you said that it shall be moved. So, Lord, I ask thee in the name of Jesus, God, that you will touch, God, that woman today, and that you will revive her, and that you will restore her faith. And, God, that you, God, will, Lord God, to cause her, God, to have faith and confidence in you, and then not to give up, Father God. I decree and declare it to be according to your word. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father, that man, those men that have been praying, those women that have been praying, boys and girls that are praying, I pray even now, God, that you touch them, you will move on their behalf. And God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that they'll be able to touch the hem of your garment. Father, it's like the woman that had the issue of blood. And God, she didn't have it just one day. But Father, she had that issue for years and years and years, of that 12 years, Lord God. But Lord, we pray even now, God, that you will do a work for this woman. And God, that you will touch her and touch that man, and God, to let down and behold according to your word. Father, do it even now. Lord God, move on their behalf. Father, every vow that they have, that they they have been through, Lord God, and is going through, I pray even now that you would touch them, and God, that you would make them whole, even as you make the woman with the issue of blood. Lord, she just touched you in her faith. She touched the hem of your garment, and right immediately, God, she was made whole. So, Lord, I pray even now, God, that mothers and fathers, Lord God, that, Lord, through this word, that they will know that there is nothing too hard for you. And, Lord, even as we pray, and God, those that are not saved, those that do not know you as Lord and Savior, I pray, God, even now that, God, you said, that we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God has raised them from the dead. You said that they shall be saved. Lord Jesus, Lord, you're able to save to the uttermost, save boys and girls, men and women, those that are in the United States of America, God, those that are foreign soil, God, those, God, in our homes, God, those, Father God, in our churches, God, those everywhere, save them, Father God. God, that they come into the saving knowledge of you. Father, I thank you, and we praise you and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. And God, we thank thee. Amen and amen. We thank our radio audience today for being able to, once again, to tune in to the Breakthrough broadcast. Yes, we are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. I'm Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, and may God bless and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May he bless you in your going in and your coming out. We will see you on next week on Saturday at this very same time on the Breakthrough broadcast. You need, somebody needs, a breakthrough in their lives. And we thank God today that many have received and have received that breakthrough that they needed. May God bless and keep you is our